Okay, so we're doing, we left with a problem. So, you have, it says that the Gmanas Kahuna are Lamashka, the Gdula. They're for greatness, like we're like kings. So the question is, what does that mean? So one Gemara says it means you have to eat it like kings eat. Kings eat with roasted, with mustard. A fancy eating, and therefore the Matanos have to be eaten in that manner. The other position, the other Gemara, that's our Gemara over here by in Chulin, by Zerul HaChayayim. Then you have the Gemara in Chulin, which says it means like kings, it means they're free to eat whatever they want. Right, whichever way you want. So the question is, which one is it? So the Rambam seems to learn that it depends when it comes to Matanos, the Matanos, which are Zerul HaChayayim Akeva, those, it's Tzlibi Chardal. Those are fancy. But when it comes to the other one, to the Kodshem, the Karbanos, so then he brings down the Metzer Karbanos, they basically eat however they want. Eat however they want. So the question is, what's the sense for this such a discrepancy? Right, it seems like that's the way he's resolving the contradiction, but why should it be the difference? What's the Mashka is a Mashka? So what is the halacha definition of the Rachmachim? Why should it vary between the manas of Gvulin, so to speak, and those in the Mikdash? So, okay, something similar to what Levi's saying is that it's got that that there's a difference between these two things. Like, by, and just one more point, is that by manas Gvulina, so it's not in the Mikdash. It's basically in the town, the Gvulin. It's not a Mikdash thing, it's not a Kachem thing, it's just regular Gvulin. And part of the institution of Matanos is to be Mechaveh the Kohanim. It distinguishes the Kohanim. And Lamashla sets them apart as being the Chavod. Right? And that's why, for instance, you see they can't grab the Matanos. They have to do it in a dignified manner. People give it Nasnu Bechavod. No, it's part of the same halacha in the Rama. It says, Lo Yachtov HaKohan Nosov. You shouldn't grab them. Lo Yishal Bepevel. Nasnu Bechavod. No, they give it to you Bechavod. You should take it. So you see it's an institution of them giving him Kavod. It's not just an idea of them getting Matanos. You just give them, grab them. It's not just that idea, but it's part of the institution of being a chabi de kohanim, right? And then if that's the case, so the idea of lamashcha l'gedula, that you eat a derech gedula, is part of the institution of being a chabi de kohanim. Being a chabi de kohanim means to produce an effect of kavod that these are chashuva dignified people. So the fact that you just allow the kohen to eat it however he wants, no one knows that he's eating it however he wants. He's just eating it. As what sets up the Kohen in the position of Kavod is that Kohanim take these Matanos and they eat them like kings. Objectively, there's a Sudas Malachim which is taking place in these Matanos, which is Tzli B'chardal. It has to be objective because the Kavod, the social Kavod, comes from something which is noticeable, which is manifest. And what their internal likes and dislikes are doesn't show up. So if a Kohen loves eating, so salami or something, or he loves making it into some sort of a chop meat or whatever, that's not b'chavod. So he loves that. Yeah, but that, it doesn't look like it. I mean, that's what it looks like. It doesn't come off that way. It comes off what's noticeable and what sets up an idea of kavod, the kind of people, is something, is manifest objective things. So that's, you objectify what's a meal of a king, and that's the way the matanos had to be eaten. Right? But in the mikdash, them eating the karbanos in the mikdash is not an idea of trying to distinguish them and to make them great and set them apart as being, they're already set apart. This is the base of mikdash. They're wearing the big day kahuna. They're the Ovdei Hashem in the base of mikdash. It's not, you don't have to give them and let them eat it in a manner which is bekavod in order so that people know how great they are. This is their functioning in their role and their priestly garments and the whole deal. So they're just an idea that so far as they're the Ovdei Hashem and they're doing the avoda, so they get a zechus in the carbon. That's part of the thing, is that they're zocha, mishulchan gavoa, they're zocha, and they merit part of the carbon. That's like their schar, their wages, or their schar that they get from the work in the mikdash. And the schar is that they're like kings. We don't tell them how to eat. Notice that they're the idea of like kings. I mean, that this is their schar, they're great workers, and insofar as they do it, they get wages, they get this meat, and we give them, they're like kings, we treat them like kings. They work for us, we treat them like kings. What does that mean? We give them the food, and we let them eat it however they want. They have total freedom how they want to eat it. They don't eat it with this, they don't eat it with that. That's the idea. It's not for the idea there of the Rosh Malachim is not to set them up on a pedestal and for people to look at them and see that they're great. They already are that because of the fact that they're in the Mikdash and they're with them in the Mikdash. There, the idea is that Malacha means is that there's no restriction on their enjoyment of the food. We're giving them the food as a reward, and the reward is a totally we're basically giving you the freedom. We're treating you like kings by giving you food, and you can do whatever you want with it. You're totally free, and the gavra zachila is free, and he gets to do whatever he wants. To put a restriction on it would take away from the schar which we're giving him. We're giving him a schar. We're not telling him to do it in a certain way. The whole idea there of the food is to as his reward, as his pay for doing the malacha, for working in the mikdash. He's doing the avoda, and then he gets to eat it. You know, it's not the eating there exists, since it exists in a larger context, which is in the context of kavod. You don't need the chila, and the derech malachim there is not the way it raised him up. He's raised up intrinsically because of the whole setting. But in the gvulin, he's not set up raised up intrinsically. So there, the matanos, the function of the matanos, or a function of the matanos, is the mashal adil, to raise him up, to set him up in a position of kavod. That has to be done through an objective thing. And when it comes to the mikdash, it's like they are kings, and we're treating them like we would, like a king would want to be treated. And that means we let them have whatever they want. We give them the freedom, like kings. But here, it's not we're treating them like they want to be treated. We're trying to set up an institution of kahuna, and we're giving them the royal treatment, means there's an objective thing called the royal treatment, the mashka, to raise them up and to show people that they're a little bit kavod, that they're a special kind of a class. So that's something which is there. They're not in a context of gedula, and the matanos are setting them up and distinguishing them. But when they're in a context of in the mikdash, they're in the context of gedula. So now it's based upon that context that we're treating them like they're kings, and we're basically giving them rights on this food and letting them eat it however they want. So they're in context. So that's what I'm saying is how the Rambam's resolving this deal. The question is interesting, is the hard part, which is, I don't know how to answer this, but it's interesting that I'm new to do that. It's one limit of the mashka. It's not like there's a limit here and a limit there and whatever. I mean, it's one limit of the mashka, which somehow the Rambam, I mean, that's the kasha, but somehow he held, I don't know how he knew to do this, but he's learning, it means this here. I mean, two Gemaras, apparently he's taking the Gemaras. The Gemara in Zvachim, which Tzorek Rabbanu says one thing, the Gemara in Zvachim, which Tzorek Rabbanu says another thing, and he's saying, so mashka, it's two expressions, or two ideas. And the two ideas, and even though it's one limud, the way it applies by different karbanos, by different of the manas gehuna, have to be tailored to each institution. It's not one unified system of l'mashka. The mashka is different in different contexts. Right? I mean, others didn't go that way. You can see why they didn't, but the Ram did. That brings us to the dog's question, which we don't know. If you tell me it's l'mashka l'gdula, and this is in the matanos of gvulin, which is you're setting them up in a position of kavod. I'd set them up in a position of kavod means give them the matanos to eat, right? To eat in this probably in the setting of steam the sleigh, right? So now, how is it that they can just give it to dogs? They give it to a guy? Right, what kind of kavod is that? How is that? That's more kavod than them eating it cooked and boiled in water. And the Rambam Halachachav says they could do that for sure because Eimah Kedusha Klal. Okay, fine, Eimah Kedusha, but the Mashma. That's what I'm thinking. It's maybe not complete. Maybe you guys could help me. But this is a little, perhaps one part is a little dachuk, but maybe like this, that there's, there's two ways you could relate to the food, to the matanos. You could eat them. It's possible, it's meat. You could eat them, or you could use them like as value. Okay, it's like a kind of commodities. I mean, wheat. You could relate to wheat as make bread with it, or you could relate to it as like value, as money. You trade wheat, right? Trade wheat contracts. Two different ways you could relate to it as a utility and as a commodity. Right? The utility is it, basically you eat it. The utility of basar is you eat it. Or you could say, listen, I don't need the utility of the basar, I'm just going to use it for value. Because it has value. So I could sell it, I could give it as a gift, I could feed it to my dog. The hard part is, I'm claiming, is that feeding to your dog is also like using its value. And what I'm claiming is that when you eat it, like eating the food is really using its primary usage. Like it's then you're realizing the food. But dog food is, look, it's part of your responsibilities. You have to feed your dog, and you're going to have to buy food, dog food or whatever. And when you feed it to your dog, it's not, you're not really realizing the din ochel, you know, primarily, but you're basically just, it's the value. But when you feed, when you eat, you don't say, I'm saving myself $50, or that's not a monetary thing. Eating is a primary, separate activity. I'm not using the thing as money or as value. I'm eating it. But everything else is basically I'm basically converting it to value. I'm using it. I'm using it as a commodity. I'm using it for its value. Okay, that's my first thought. Okay, now, so I want to say it's like this: is that if you convert it to damim, so that's perfectly in line with the mashal gula. So gula is that basically you enrich the cup. And one of the ways the matzal could function is that they enrich the kohen. And he uses it for value. Makes him wealthy, and he could use it for whatever he wants. It's his money. And there's basar. Basar he could relate to as a commodity. And the commodity, whatever he does with it, like if he uses it as a value, the particular way that it's used for value doesn't matter. It's a unifying idea that he's using it for value. So I don't care if it's dogs or if it, like if it were a kedusha, then the chafza obviously, you know, it can't be in a dog's mouth. But it's not a chafza. The chafza doesn't have kedusha. And the matana is basically going to enrich the kohen. And that's covered to the kohenah that you're giving him money, you're enriching him. But if you give it to him for food, so now it's not being used. The kavod now is not coming from the fact that you're enriching him, but it's the fact that you're using the thing to sponsor a kohen's meal. So now a kohen's meal has to be a kavodic meal. Because if he eats the meal, and if he doesn't use it as value, but he uses it for his meal, and now his meal is a cheapo meal for the meal of a bum, so then that undermines the idea of the mashal of the gedula and the thing. I mean, if you use it for money, so then that's all the forms of money are the same thing. Basically, just using his money. And that is Kedusha, that is a mashma, that's Gedula. Like, you give a king something, it's in his warehouse, treasury, and he uses it for whatever, the value, and they do whatever they want with it. But you don't say, but when you give it to him, he's not using it as value, he's using it for his achila. Now, his achila is an achila of a bomb. So then basically now it's going to an achila of bams. That's not lamashla. On the contrary, it's undermining lamashla. There's a meal, and someone sees him eating it, they say, oh, he's a regular guy. So it turns out the matanos, which are an institutional vehicle of lamashla, are now being given to be involved in just a plain, simple achila of a coin. So that undermines the din of the gedula in the matanos. But the dog, the move is to say that the feeding it to the dog isn't feeding it to the dog. And it's not three things. You could sell it, you could give it as a gift, you could feed it to the dog. It's one thing. It's that you could just basically use it as value. And then the particular way in which you use it is not relevant. It's just an idea as he's using its value. So he's relating to it as an object of value. And that is a form of gedula also. Like you're giving him value, you're nurturing him. What he chooses to do with his riches is his own problem. But you don't say that if you give him food and he eats it as a bushel. It's not like you're enriching him and he's using his money now to eat cooked items. Then there's a direct thing that you're feeding him a lowly meal. So then it's basically the matanos are a vehicle of feeding him in a lowly manner. So what is he, like an ani, where you're just giving him money and he's just a poor guy eating poor food? That's not the idea of the thing. The idea is you're feeding him like a king. You're feeding a king. It's a different type of a thing. He doesn't use it to eat, then he uses it as value. Now, whatever choice he does, the point is, what do you say he did with it? He converted it to value. Use it as value. What form? That doesn't matter. I mean, the form is accidental. The form doesn't register. You don't say, oh, the coin's, look what the coin did. He's feeding his dog. He's not feeding his dog. He's using it as $50 that he needs, whatever. He's using it. He has expenses. He's using it to pay his expenses. So one of his expenses, feed his dog, no expenses, his laundry bill, no expenses, sprinkler company, whatever it is. But the point is he's using it for value. So that's covered of the kuna. That basically you're giving him money. He's using his money for his expenses. And that's for his wealth. It's helping him for his money. Whatever he wants to do with his money is his choice. But when he eats it, he's not using it for his money and for his bank account. He's using it to directly feeding him. So now he is involved and you're feeding him what type of a feeding? What type of an eating is it? So it relates to the kavod. You can't just phase the coin out of it and just ignore it. It basically it's directly involved with the gavra of the coin, and if it's involved in a lowly achila, then it undermines the kedusha, the lamashka of the thing. Yeah, I guess there's different things a person could do with that with different objects. One person could take wheat and eat it, another person could sell it. A different person could do different hanas. There are a lot of things people could do with objects. And hana is a large class of human activities, and a person doesn't degrade an object by using it for hana. But if you're using it for achila, then it's being realized as an ochal. Now, if you're using it for an achila bezuya, or a lowly achila, that undermines lamashka. But if he uses it for hana, so then the hana is just, it means he's using it as a vehicle of hana. But then the particular hana doesn't register. Then it's like a step removed. Then what he's basically using it for hana, and whatever. Conceptually, what he's doing is he's using it for hana. Particularly, it doesn't register. But if he's using it for achila, then it like relates to achila, is like he's still involved with it. And what type of achila is he doing with it? And like if he uses it for hana, it's like it's gone. He used it for his hana, and he did what he did with it, and now he got his hana. He gained the hana. But if he's like involved in the achila, so he's directly involved in the achila, and if it's a lowly achila, it reflects directly on him. One point I guess I'm saying is the utility of meat is for achila sada. That's the idea. It's like you shaft meat for achila sada. Dogs, or as you have leftovers, you know, whatever, you give it to your dog. Or I mean, maybe other food could be for animal. But this is an idea. It's human food, and human food is for human food. And if you're basically giving it to your dog, that's not realizing its utility in a lowly manner. That's basically saying is I don't have purpose for the utility of the meat, so I'm going to use it for my expenses. The particular expense happens to be is my dog's food. My dog's hungry, and I'm going to have to buy food. So instead of doing that, instead of selling it for money and then taking the money and then doing it to my dog, I'm just using it for them. But essentially, I'm using it as a commodity, as its value. I'm using it for the value of the thing. I'm not really actualizing utility. So the converting to the value, conceptually what I'm doing is converting to a value, and that's a kind of an activity. Kings will do that. You take a thing, you liquidate it, use it as value, convert the value. If you don't have usage for a thing, you convert it to value, and that doesn't undermine the idea of Ligdula. But if you take it and use it for its primary function as a utility, and you utilize it, then you're the utilization, the particulars of the utilization register, because that's what it's designated for utility, and now how is it being utilized? So the particular, if it's utilized the particular is now relevant, and now if I utilize it as a lowly achila, that's a big zayin. If I utilize it as a higher achila, then it's becovered. But if I do it to convert it to dumb, the particular is all that I'm doing is converting it to dumb. The particulars become like details, accidents.